Here. Good morning, everybody. As Dylan mentioned, we are going to keep everybody on mute as we go through the process. Dylan is going to kind of go through how this is going to go this morning, but I just wanted to briefly welcome everybody. Thank you for logging on this morning. This is the first time, of course, that we are following our new rule that was issued earlier this year in terms of how we are going to place candidates on the ballot for both the primary and the general election this year. This is going to be how candidates will be listed. Dylan will walk everybody through the process, what you're looking at on the screen, and ask our experts that we've hired to do this randomization, to do the randomization right in front of everybody's eyes here on the call. So I just wanted to say once again, thank you, welcome. And Dylan, take it away, please. Thanks, everybody.
All right, so it is 11:02 on March 30th. We are here today to publicly create a randomized version of the alphabet to serve as the New Mexico election alphabet for the remainder of the current election cycle. This is being done pursuant to NMSA 1978, section 1-10-8.1, which states that the order of candidates for the same office in a statewide election shall be determined using a randomization method provided by rule based on candidate name. The procedure for this randomization today is being done pursuant to 1.10.7, NMAC, randomization of candidate names on ballots. Notice of this alphabet was posted on the Secretary of State's website on March 12th, 2020. In attendance today from the SOS is the Secretary of State, Maggie Toulouse Oliver, Mandy Vigil, the Elections Director, Alicia Romero, the Deputy Elections Director, Veronica Albin, our CFO, and Teresa Romero, and myself, Dylan Lang, Director of Legislative and Executive Affairs. To begin with, we will record today's randomization. Because of this, everyone on webcast has been placed on mute. We will allow for questions through the chat feature of this webcast. We will open up the webcast for questions to the auditors regarding their process after the alphabet is set. Once the New Mexico election alphabet is determined, the names of candidates for the same office will be ordered based on the first letter in each candidate's last name, according to the order of the letters. When two or more candidates for the same office share the same first letter in each candidate's last name, the order of the candidates' names is resolved by applying the New Mexico election alphabet to each subsequent letter in each candidate's last name until a discernment can be ascertained between the candidates' names. Notwithstanding the New Mexico election alphabet, the names of candidates designated and certified by state convention pursuant to 1-8-21.1 shall be placed on the respective political party primary ballot in descending order of the vote received at the applicable state convention. I will now have the team from CRI Advanced Analytics introduce themselves, briefly describe the randomization process, and then conduct the randomization. After the alphabet is determined, CRI can answer any questions regarding the process of randomization if anyone watching would like to have their questions answered through the chat function. Auditors, will you please introduce yourselves?
Yeah, this is AJ Bowers. I'm a partner with Carr, Riggs & Ingram. I oversee the majority of the government financial, the government audit process to New Mexico clients. I'm actually based out of Albuquerque. I want to thank the Madam Secretary and the Secretary of State's office for the opportunity to serve y'all. I'm going to turn it over to John, and I believe Tammy has now joined us as well from our advanced analytics group that are based out of Nashville, and they will go through the process from here.
Thank you, AJ, Madam Secretary, and Dylan. As AJ mentioned, we are based out of Nashville. This is John Ternant. I'm the Director of Data Science and Big Data for CRI Advanced Analytics. And I'm here with Dr. Tammy Wingo, who is our practice lead, national practice lead for advanced analytics. Thank you all for giving us the opportunity to help you out with this process. So without further ado, our plan here is to walk you through the actual code that we use to produce the randomization. Again, we want this process to be entirely transparent. I will try to keep the computer science nerdiness to a minimum and then run straight into running the randomization. Can everybody see my screen? Dylan, I can see you. Can you see my screen?
Yes.
Okay, great. So I'm going to walk you through the code real quickly. This is a simple web page that we did to kind of show the randomization. So the languages are HTML and JavaScript. The top section here is exclusively dealing with the look and feel, the appearance and colors and stuff like that. So we're going to scroll down here. So here we have the definition of the alphabet per the request from the Secretary of State. So we have the original letters in their original order, and then we have the list of letters that will be actually randomized. The magic happens here in this function, again, for total transparency. The requirement was that each letter have a statistically identical probability of showing up in any order. So here is the randomization function itself. What it does is it fundamentally shuffles the letters in place. So it'll start with the A and then pick a letter at random to shuffle it with and continue to, for each letter in the alphabet. So it'll do it 26 times, shuffle them, and we'll get a unique random arrangement of the letters. In the interest of total disclosure, Dylan and I discussed this earlier, there is a probability that the result would be the alphabet in its exact normal order. It could be the alphabet reversed. We could have people's names in there. We don't know what's going to come up. So apologies if anything horrific shows up as part of this randomization. The rest of the code basically just says it's going to do this 26 times. It's going to pick a letter. And then most of this code has to do with showing the results here on the user interface. So you'll see it scroll through all the available letters, and it'll fill them out in order from 1 to 26, and then post the results at the end. Dylan, I see there's some questions from folks in terms of availability to see and hear what's going on. Do you want me to hold, or are you ready for me to start the randomization?
I do see that maybe one or two are having issues with sound, maybe not the visual. I think it is. That's not the general perception of what's going on. I think we're trying to understand what's going on with one viewer. It seems like there has been a call-in number provided. It seems like most can hear. So I think it's fine if we and we are recording today's randomization, and so we can provide that information to this individual who may have computer or sound issues. But if you wouldn't mind starting, I think that's all right at this point.
Sounds good. So we will go ahead. Again, this code is a single web page that runs the randomization. It has been provided to the Secretary of State's office. I presume will remain on file there if anybody wanted it as part of the deliverable for this process or to inspect it in more detail. But the fundamental mathematical randomization happens where we discussed earlier. It uses the JavaScript random function, which has been tested for generating a evenly distributed set of random numbers. And there is documentation that has been provided to the Secretary as well on the algorithms behind this. It's called the Fisher-Yates shuffle. Actual random number generator is called an XOR shuffle. So all that information will be on file for folks who really want to dig into the nitty-gritty. But we are using out-of-the-box randomization for this process. So without further ado, it will generate one letter approximately every 5 seconds, and you'll see them start to fill in this table on the web page. So we're beginning. If you'll note the time, because we had hoped to be in New Mexico to do this in person, but this is now on Nashville's time, so they're recording it as 12:10.
So the first letter is C, and the second is V, followed by H and K, and it'll fill out the rest of the alphabet here.
So the randomization is complete at 12:12 Nashville time. There is the final list as noted. Dylan, I will screenshot this just to have it as part of our documentation. And that is the process. So we're happy to take any questions, whether from the secretary's office or from any participants.
Perfect. No, that I think this looks great. This is now the new Mexico election alphabet that we will use to order candidates' names. We will post it on the website as soon as we can and forward it to the county clerks and answer any questions there. I don't see any questions in the Zoom group chat regarding the process CRI Advanced Analytics used. We'll wait. If you all have any questions regarding this process, please enter them in the Zoom group chat.
If you don't know how to use the chat on Zoom, scroll to the bottom of your screen. There's an icon that looks like a talk bubble and it says chat. You click on that button, and then you can type in a question. It automatically goes to everyone, or you can press the drop down menu and select an individual, either myself or Dylan or somebody else to text your question directly if you have any questions about this alphabet.
We'll just give it a all right, well, I don't think there's any questions regarding the process, so we'll just go ahead and move to the end. I want to thank the CRI Advanced Analytics for their work on this. And again, we'll post this New Mexico election alphabet as soon as practicable on the SOS website and email the county clerks. So thank you all for your attendance. Thank you. CRI Advanced Analytics, and we will talk to you all soon. We hope to also post this recording as soon as we can. All right, so it is now 11:16, and we are closing the meeting and the randomization alphabet. Thank you all very much.